Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. You know, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and demands. It's easy to get caught up in a chaos and lose sight of what truly matters. Our own emotional well-being and our connection with others. That's why today we're diving into something that's super powerful, developing emotional intelligence and empathy. Ever feel like you're just reacting instead of responding? Like your emotions are running the show? Well, guess what? You have more power than you think. Emotional intelligence is about understanding your own emotions, recognizing them in others, and using that awareness to navigate relationships and make better decisions. It's not about being a super sensitive flower, it's about having self-awareness and compassion to understand yourself and connect with others on a deeper level. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower for building stronger relationships, handling stress more effectively, and becoming a more resilient human being. So, how do we actually cultivate this awesome superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, practice self-awareness. Get curious about your own emotional landscape. What triggers certain feelings? How do your emotions manifest physically? Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself can make a world of difference. It's like having an internal GPS for your emotions. The more you use it, the better you get at navigating those emotional highways and byways. Secondly, develop empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, carrying their own burdens. A little bit of understanding can go a long way in building bridges and fostering genuine connection. Think about that time someone really listened to you when you were feeling down. How powerful was that? That's the magic of empathy. Thirdly, learn to regulate your emotions. We all have those moments when our emotions take the wheel and send us careening off course. But with practice, we can learn to manage those emotional ups and downs. Deep breaths, mindfulness exercises, or even just taking a step back can help you regain control and respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. It's like learning to surf. Sometimes you wipe out, but the more you practice, the better you become at riding those waves. Fourthly, communicate effectively. Clear and honest communication is key to building strong relationships. Be assertive without being aggressive. Listen actively to what others have to say, even if it's different from your own perspective. Remember, communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly listening and understanding. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes, we all have our struggles. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a friend. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, even when you're not perfect. Think about that time you were feeling down and someone just stopped with a listening ear or a kind word. How much better did you feel? That's the power of self-compassion. It's like giving yourself a warm hug when you need it most. Now, let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine you're at work and your colleague just dropped a big project on you last minute. You might feel stressed, frustrated, even angry. But instead of reacting defensively or lashing out, take a moment to practice emotional intelligence. Check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling this way? Then, try to see things from your colleague's perspective. Maybe they are under pressure too, or maybe they just need some help. Once you understand the situation better, you can respond calmly and constructively. Perhaps you could say something like, "I understand this is a big task. Let's figure out how we can break it down together and prioritize what needs to be done first." That way, you're not just reacting to the situation, you're actively problem-solving and building a stronger working relationship. So remember, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about being aware, understanding, and compassionate. It's a journey, not a destination. Start small, practice consistently, and watch how it transforms your relationships in your life. Want to take action? I challenge you to try one of these tips today. Share your experience with us on social media. Let's create a community of mindful mavericks together. Until next time, keep training that mind and stay resilient.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.